Should there be any political disturbances in Ghana now, what will be the future of this great nation of Africa? What will be the fate of the vulnerable? I mean women, children, the aged, the physically disabled. Where will they go? Will they be heading to these countries around us which have known no peace, or will they remain in the chaotic country for the unexpected to happen? Certainly not. This is why it is imperative for us to protect our country from any form of violence. And for this reason, we are today campaigning for peaceful election. History has pointed out that in times like this, stakeholders in countries like Rwanda, Burundi, including the West African neighbors that I've already mentioned, did not do enough to preserve the peace that they were enjoying. Some of them went to the extent of fueling the unrest. Opinion leaders, government functionaries, political and religious leaders fueled the unrest and remained passive, therefore had to face the consequences. So, colleague POWA members, members of sister associations, the media, ours is a humble call on all of us to start early education on peaceful election 2016, wherever we find ourselves. For maintenance of peace is a shared responsibility. Let us learn to tolerate one another in love. Let us avoid provocative statements. Let us refrain our tongues from speaking evil. Let us jojo instead of war.